This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's attorney general says a state court did not violate former Mesa County clerk Tina Peters' First Amendment rights by denying her bail. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Peters is serving 9 years at a correctional facility in Pueblo. She was convicted of several felony charges stemming from her efforts to help a man gain unauthorized access to Mesa County's Dominion voting machines. Peters maintains her innocence and is appealing her case. She's asking the federal courts to let her out on bond while she appeals, saying her free speech constitutional rights were violated. In a new legal filing, the state says the court denied bail for Peters because she was a flight risk and a danger to the community, not because of what she might say about election fraud. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver regional hub of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is shutting its doors for good. It served 9 states in the region. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett led a bipartisan effort to bring the office to the state in 2014.
I think Colorado has one of the most innovative economies in America, and it will continue to have that innovative economy without regard to whether the patent office, the regional patent office, is located here. But I am disappointed that the Trump administration has made a decision to close it.
It's unclear if the more than 300 teleworkers who report to the Denver office will be required to move to Washington, D.C. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and the Springs today, sunny with highs in the mid to upper 80s, slightly cooler this weekend with possible thunderstorms. In the Northern Front Range, rain is possible on Saturday, and in Grand Junction, rain tonight and Saturday is likely.